Lara let out a startled woof as the equivalent force of a speeding car slammed into her, knocked her back, and flattened her against the mound of rubble still filling the hallway behind me. The skinwalker's mouth split into a leering smile of its own, and its bestial voice purred, "Break, little phage, break." Lara gasped and lifted herself up with her arms. Her white eyes were fixed on the skinwalker, her lips twisted into a defiant snarl. I stood there staring at the skinwalker. It was hard, and I had to use the wall to help me balance. Then I took a deep breath and stepped away from the wall, moving very carefully, until I stood between the skinwalker and Lara. I turned to face it squarely. "Okay," I said, "let's have it."
"Have what, pretender?"
the skinwalker growled.
"You aren't here to kill us," I said. "You could have done it by now."
"Oh, so true,"
it murmured, its eyes dancing with malicious pleasure. "You don't have to gloat about it, prick," I muttered under my breath. Then I addressed the skinwalker again.
"You must want to talk, so why don't you just say what you came to say?"
The skinwalker studied me and idly nipped another finger from the unconscious vampire girl. It chewed slowly with some truly unsettling snapping, popping sounds, and then swallowed.
"You will trade with me."
I frowned. "Trade?" The skinwalker smiled again and tugged something from around its neck with one talon. Then it caught the object and tossed it to me. I caught it. It was a silver pentacle necklace, a twin to my own, if considerably less battered and worn. It was Thomas's necklace. My belly went cold.
"Trade," the skinwalker said. "Thomas of Wraith for the doomed warrior."
I eyed the thing. So, it wanted Morgan, too.
"Suppose I tell you to fuck off."
"I will no longer be in a playful mood," it purred. "I will come for you. I will kill you. I will kill your blood, your friends, your beasts. I will kill the flowers in your home and the trees in your tiny fields. I will visit such death upon whatever is yours that your very name will be remembered only in curses and tales of terror."
I believed the creature. No reflexive comeback quip sprang from my lips. Given what I'd seen of the skinwalker's power, I had to give that one a 5-star rating on the threat-o-meter.
"And to encourage you,"
its gaze shifted to Lara,
"if the wizard does not obey, I will unmake you as well. I will do it every bit as easily as I have done today, and it will bring me intense pleasure to do so."
Lara stared at the skinwalker with pure white eyes, her expression locked into a snarl of hate.
"Do you understand me, little phage? You and that rotting bag of flesh you've attached yourself to?"
"I understand," Lara spat. The skinwalker's smile widened for an instant.
"If the doomed warrior is not delivered to me by sundown tomorrow, I will begin my hunt."
"It might take more time than that," I said.
"For your sake, pretender. Pray it does not."
It idly flung the unconscious vampire away from it to land in a heap atop the other sister.
"You may reach me through his speaking devices," the skinwalker said.
Then it leapt lightly up through one of the holes in the ceiling and was gone. I slumped against the wall, almost falling.
"Thomas," I whispered. "That nightmare had my brother."